You read verse 1, and you can apply that to John the Baptist, but you read on through verse 2, 3, 4, and 5, and you'll find it's talking about the second coming of Christ. The things that he will do then, but he did none of those things that are in verses 2, 3, 4, and 5 when he came the first time. Now, John the Baptist did fulfill verse 1. Even Jesus said so. Jesus said that he had come in the power and spirit of Elijah. Was he Elijah? No, he wasn't. They asked John the Baptist, "Are you Elijah?" He said, "No, I am not." And he wasn't a liar. He knew the truth. He was not Elijah. Am I Elijah? No, definitely not. Now, I've met Elijah. Elijah has come and announced to me that he was Elijah, but I showed him the way out of the office. I didn't believe him. I suppose there are a lot of Napoleons around and a lot of Elijahs. Even one came into one of our offices one time and said he was Jesus Christ. Well, he got thrown out. If he's Christ, he couldn't have been thrown out. Christ was a little too strong for that.